Hello and welcome to the sixth episode of the Come Across podcast. I'm Raul Pop, and in each edition, I'll present you with brief synopses of news or products I've stumbled on. Those same articles and or product info will be collected and accessible to you from my podcast's website, www.comeacross.info. First up, a quick explainer. I've recently switched web hosting providers, and the download paths to my podcasts have changed. I'm not sure how this has affected those of you not using iTunes, but for those of you who are, you may see duplicate podcasts listed for my feed. There are two ways to deal with the situation. One, download all new podcasts and delete the duplicates, or unsubscribe, delete all of the podcasts, then resubscribe and re-download using the one-click button located at www.comeacross.info. Sorry for the trouble. Okay, let's get started. I'm going to begin with an article about the state of education in our schools. This is a report that aired on 2020 on ABC, and it shows the pitiful state of public education in our country. Apparently, 2020 tried to do this program for some time, but no matter where they tried to get permission to film, they were either turned away or steered to the best classrooms. It seems like public schools everywhere have something to hide, and 2020 has stumbled onto it. Do you want to know what it is? Substandard education and teachers not fit to teach. Here are a few things they uncovered. Teachers who can't control their students, and this is widespread. Students who smoke weed as they come to school, or other things. The money for the public schools isn't spent well, and American students who fare a lot worse than European students on standardized tests across the board. How can this be fixed? They offer two solutions. One is to allow parents to take their kids to the school of their choice. Currently, that's not the case. Two, make it easy for public schools to fire incompetent teachers by doing away with ridiculous union rules. I agree, and I encourage those of you with kids not to take this lightly. If you do, your child's education and quality of life are at stake. The source for this is an article entitled, "Stupid in America: How Lack of Choice Cheats Our Kids Out of a Good Education," by John Stossel of ABC News. Can a rooftop garden help you recycle water? Apparently so, although it's not clear how well the task is performed. Its inventor, Chris Shirley Smith, claims his Green Roof Water Recycle System, or GROW, can use plants to filter wastewater from wash basins, baths, and showers. It's a low-tech solution consisting of a platform of 10 foot by 10 foot that is elevated on one end. Water flows in zigzags from one end to the other as semi-aquatic plants with cleansing properties take up the dissolved pollutants. The water can then be used to flush toilets or to water gardens on the ground. Chris claims that more than half the water that enters a building or home could be used twice before being flushed into the communal waste management system. Others disagree and say he's not giving the plants enough time to absorb the pollutants or the sun to work on the water. It is, however, an interesting idea. For more info, see Rooftop Garden Recycles Water by Tracy Statter of Discovery News. The UK government plans a network of tens of thousands of cameras that automatically read the number plate of every car passing them, hence constructing a massive database of every vehicle's movement, so police can analyze any journey the driver has made in the previous 5 years. The scheme will then inevitably be broadened to include facial recognition and a much greater number of data points. If this brings flashbacks of George Orwell's 1984 book, it should. It's a scary thing to see your privacy invaded more and more by the government. Don't you feel that wall growing higher? There won't be a need for physical walls like the Berlin Wall anymore to keep people out of certain places or in certain places. No, they'll use computers for that. I sure hope this won't come to the States, and I hope we will all do our part as responsible citizens to make sure that we thwart any similar efforts made by our government. We've already given enough of our rights away with the Patriot Act. For more info on this, see Britain to Monitor Every Car Journey from Gizmag.com. Evidence has now emerged that shows fairly conclusively that GM crops do indeed cross-fertilize with wild plants, such as weeds, to create superweeds. When lethal herbicide was applied to these plants, it had no effect on them whatsoever. What's more, in this particular case, the superweed is a type of charlock or charlock, I'm not sure how to pronounce that, whose seeds stay in the ground for 20 to 30 years, so the effect of this mess likely won't be fully observed for some time. The article details this and other problems with genetically modified crops and is definitely worth reading. See GM Crops Created Superweed, Say Scientists, by Paul Brown, environmental correspondent for The Guardian Unlimited. Clues are popping up that hint the NSA's spy program is far more widespread than initially thought and could involve much more than telephone conversations. Some people think that the NSA may have assembled a database of every phone call that enters and leaves the United States, coupled with similar automated storage of at least the header information of email messages. This sort of thing has happened before, when the NSA's nose got too long for its own good and got snipped off. It was called Project Shamrock and involved opening all telegrams that entered the US or traversed the country. Concrete details aren't known, but this is definitely worth keeping an eye on. See Just How Extensive is NSA's Spy Program by Declan McCullough, staff writer for CNetNews.com. A company called Sea Solar Power Inc. has come up with a way to harness the solar energy stored in the sea by tapping the thermal gradient that exists naturally between the surface and deep waters using a reverse refrigeration cycle. This kind of technology is optimal for the equatorial zone, where the company says enough solar energy is stored in the ocean to provide 300 times the world's consumption of energy, and is also the place where the greatest increase in demand for new power is occurring. The technology uses a plant ship, or a land-based plant with complicated technology that in the end generates electricity and also fresh water. They estimate a shore-based plant could generate 10 megawatts, while a plant ship could generate as much as 100 megawatts. It's interesting, but in the feedback section, some folks point out potential caveats. For more info, read Sea Solar Power Inc. to Tap Sea Temperature Gradient by Sterling D. Allen of Pure Energy Systems News. In an article that just breaks my heart, Michelle Higgins of the New York Times talks about the plights of mega yacht owners. The article is called The New Mega Yacht, Too Much of a Good Thing? It appears that yachts between 80 and 200 feet that cost as much as $200 million can't find parking spaces or berths in today's marinas. The poor things, grown on a nice, fattening American diet, have gotten too big for their own good. Oh, I feel so bad. You see, the owners who are used to getting everything they want are quite inconvenienced by having to take a little dinghy, that's a boat for those of us who don't have yachts, to shore. They'd rather just step onto the shore from their boat, or yacht, I'm sorry, without getting their hair ruffled. Not only are the berths too small, but it appears that the yacht's drafts, a draft is the part that's under the water, are too big for most marinas as well, who are accustomed to smaller, more modest boats. A modest yacht? Perish the thought. There's no such thing nowadays. Doesn't this just make you cry? Can you believe the discrimination these poor, selfless yacht owners have to endure? Ah, oh, my eyes are tearing up. I feel their pain. I really do. Alright, that's it. Hope you enjoyed this episode. Thanks for listening. I'm Raoul Pop, signing off until next time.